بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسعدها تقدير الشيخ العزيز عبد الله بن صفيق الضفيري حفظه الله ورعاه في محاضرة بعنوان انحرافات الرافضة في عاشوراء وكربلاء وسبب ذلك، وهذا في يوم الجمعة 11 من محرم 1440 هجري الموافق 21 من سبتمبر 2018 ميلادي. وبإذن الله تعالى هذه المحاضرة ستكون بالعربية كاملة ثم الترجمة بعد انتهاء الشيخ من المحاضرة بإذن الله إلى الإنجليزية. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين in the Caribbean is pleased to announce our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah bin Safiq al-Dhafiri, حفظه الله ورعاه, in a lecture titled The Deviations of Al-Rafida in Regarding Ashura and Karbala and the Reasons Behind It. And that's on the day of Friday, the 11th of Muharram, 1440 Hijri, corresponding to the 21st of September, 2018 Miladi. بإذن الله تعالى, the lecture will be all in Arabic first, followed by the translation after the Sheikh finishes, بإذن الله تعالى. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, إخواني السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وبعد, إن الله سبحانه وتعالى من رحمته بعباده وحكمته عز وجل أنه عندما أمر عباده بطاعته وبعبادته فإنه لم يتركهم هملا يتخبطون بآرائهم وأهوائهم وعقولهم, بل أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد أرسل إليهم الأنبياء والمرسلين يبينون لهم الطريق الصحيح في العبودية ويبينون ثمرة ذلك على سلوكهم وعلى سعادتهم في الدنيا والآخرة. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يعلم ما يصلح العباد, فهو الخالق, ويعلم ما تنتظم به حياتهم, ويعلم ما يصلح قلوبهم, ويعلم سبحانه وتعالى ما به حسن لأخلاقهم ومعاملاتهم. فلذلك أرسل الأنبياء وأنزل معهم الكتب. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العظيم, فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى, ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. فهذه الآية قد تكفل الله عز وجل لعباده إنهم اتبعوا الوحي وآمنوا بما أرسل به الأنبياء عقيدة وعبادة وسلوكا, فإن الله قد ضمن لهم السعادة في الدنيا وعدم الضلال, وضمن لهم الفوز والفلاح وعدم الشقاء في الآخرة. والدين الذي أنزله الله عز وجل هو عقيدة وأعمال وأخلاق وسلوك, والله عز وجل لم يترك العباد هملا يعتقدون ما يشاءون ويعبدون ما يشاءون, إنما أرسل لهم الرسل. والغاية من إرسال الرسل تهذيب العباد وتزكية النفوس وإصلاح القلوب، فلا يكون ذلك إلا بالوحي وليس باتباع العقل واتباع الآراء. فلهذا لما آمن الصحابة بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وتبع ذلك السلف وأهل السنة والجماعة، هذا الطريق الذي اختاره الله عز وجل، فتأسوا بالنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، حيث أن الدين الذي ارتضاه الله عز وجل الإسلام هو حقيقته الاتباع، وليس الإسلام مجرد الانتماء والتسمي، إنما الإسلام هو ما أنزله الله عز وجل على نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وما كان عليه الخلفاء الراشدون. وهذا هو المقصود بقوله تعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، وهو المقصود بقوله تعالى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. فالمراد بالإسلام هو الإسلام الذي مات عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وتركه للصحابة عقيدة وعبادة وسلوكا وأخلاقا، وهذا الذي به أنعم الله على العباد كما قال عز وجل اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا، وهو الذي قال النبي قال الله عز وجل في كتابه هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وهو ما قال عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد تركتكم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها بعدي إلا هالك. وهذا الذي أيضا وصى به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. وحذر من اتباع المحدثات التي لم تكن على هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأخبر عن مساوئ ذلك فقال وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. هذا الدين هو الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقضاء والقدر خيره وشره، وهذا مجمل معتقد أهل السنة والجماعة. إقامة توحيد الله عز وجل وعبادة الله وحده لا شريك له والتأسي بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في العبادة والأخلاق والسلوك واتباع الصحابة والترضي عنهم، وأن يكون معتقد المرء على معتقد النبي وما كان عليه الصحابة. وهذا سبيل الفرقة الناجية الطائفة المنصورة أهل السنة والجماعة، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة. وهذا الافتراق أي عما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والابتعاد عنه. فقال الصحابة عندما قال كلها هالكة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قيل من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. إن عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة التي هذا منهجها وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه، عندما سلكوا ما جاء به القرآن والسنة وأخذوا إرث النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعرفوا ما كان عليه الصحابة والسلف، هذا المعتقد الصحيح أورث لهم ثمارا جليلة، فأثمر لهم في الدنيا الأمن والرخاء والسعادة والفلاح، وأثمر لهم انشراح الصدر وراحة البال، وأثمر لهم الفوز في الآخرة، وأثمر لهم استقامة السلوك وحسن الأخلاق، وذلك بتوفيق الله عز وجل لهم، لأن هذا من ثمار الاعتقاد الصحيح والاتباع للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. تثمر لهم الحياة الطيبة هذه العقيدة. قال عز وجل من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن، أي موحد ومعتقد الاعتقاد الصحيح، فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. وإذا نظرنا إلى التاريخ رأينا تلكم الثمار مجتمعة في الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم والسلف الصالح، فهم أحسن الناس أخلاقا، وهم أسعد الناس، وهم أرحم الناس بالناس، وذلك لأن هذا المعتقد أثر فيهم تعظيم الدماء وتعظيم الأعراض، فلا يسفكون دما ولا يهتكون أعراضا، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم موصٍ لهم إن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم حرام عليكم كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا. فكان أهل السنة والجماعة ولا زالوا بسبب اقتفائهم النصوص الشرعية أرحم الناس بالناس، بل إنهم أرحم بالكافر من نفسه، فيحفظون العهد ولا يخونون الأمانة ولا ينقضون العهد حتى لو كان العهد مع الكفار، يحافظون على المواثيق، ولن تجد هذا إلا عند أتباع السلف أهل السنة والجماعة. ليس ذاك لأن عقولهم تدلهم عليه ولا آراؤهم تدلهم عليه، ولكن لأن ذلك ثمرة الإسلام الصحيح وثمرة الاعتقاد الصحيح. فكل من سار على هذا المنهج إلى قيام الساعة فإنه يكون على هذا المسلك، يكونون أرحم الناس بالناس وأشفق الناس على هداية الناس، يتقون الله في الناس ويرحمون الخلق. ولكن من خالف هذا الطريق فإنه يخرج منه كل فساد وشر، وإن تسمى باسم الإسلام وإن انتمى باسمه للإسلام. فالإسلام ليس بالتحلي ولا بالتمني، ولكن الإسلام اعتقاد وعمل وأخلاق وسلوك ينبثق من كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولكن لما ظهرت فرق تنتسب للإسلام زورا وبهتانا وتتبع آراء فاسدة ويتبعون المتشابه من النصوص انحرفوا عن الفطرة وانحرفوا عن العقل السليم وانحرفوا عما جاء به الإسلام. فما نراه من أفعال بشعة فلا تمت الإسلام بصلة. ونضرب على ذلك مثالين، وإن كان جل أهل البدع ينتج عنهم هذه الآثار السيئة، فإن السلف كانوا يقولون ما اجتمع قوم على بدعة إلا استحل والسيف. فأهل البدع وإن أظهروا التعبد والتزهد ولكن قلوبهم فيها القسوة والانحراف، ولهذا أولئك الذين كانوا يتعبدون إلى الله في الكوفة ولكن على غير مسلك الصحابة أنتج فيهم هذا رفع السيف على الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم وقتال علي بن أبي طالب. وأعطي لذلك مثلين ممن انحرفت عقيدتهم وزاغت قلوبهم وانحرف سلوكهم عن مسلك الإسلام. فالمثال الأول الخوارج، فإنهم يتبعون المتشابه ويتبعون الآراء، فلذلك انحرفت عقائدهم. وانحرف سلوكهم فأصبحوا يقتلون أهل الإسلام ويدعون أهل الأوثان. فيهم القسوة والشدة والأسلوب الذي ينفر الناس عن الإسلام، يصورون للناس أن الإسلام دين قتال ودين سفك الدماء وليس دين رحمة، والإسلام بريء من هذه الأفعال. إن الله سبحانه وتعالى أدخل امرأة على هرة حبستها، لا هي التي أطعمتها ولا هي التي تركتها تأكل من خشاش الأرض، فعقبها الله فأدخلها النار. وغفر لامرأة بغي رحمت كلبا يلهث فنزلت في البئر ورفعت له الماء في حذائها فشرب الكلب، فغفر الله لها وأدخلها الجنة. كل ذلك دليل على أن الإسلام دين رحمة، ولكن هؤلاء الخوارج ويمثلهم في هذا الزمان الدواعش، فإنهم أقسى الناس قلوبا، قلوبهم قلوب الذئاب، ظاهرهم الإسلام وباطنهم الشر والفساد والغلظة والبعد عن الإسلام. قتلوا علي بن أبي طالب وقتلوا عثمان بن عفان وسلوا سيوفهم على أهل الإسلام، وهؤلاء وراثهم الدواعش. كل ذلك حتى يعلم العالم بأن الإسلام بريء من أفعال الخوارج. لما انحرفت عقيدتهم عن الدين الصحيح أنتج ذلك فيهم هذه القسوة وهذا الانحراف السلوكي، والإسلام بريء من أفعالهم. والكل مع كثرة وسائل التواصل والإعلام رأى ما يفعله الدواعش من قسوة للقلب وتشويه في القتل دون رحمة بالعباد. كل ذلك نتيجة انحرافهم عن الإسلام الصحيح والعقيدة الصحيحة. والمثال الثاني الرافضة، فإن هؤلاء ادعوا زورا وبهتانا أنهم يوالون أهل البيت ويوالون علي والحسين والحسن وآل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بريئون من هؤلاء، فهؤلاء كذبة في ادعائهم الإسلام، فالإسلام بريء من أفعال هؤلاء. دخلت عليهم الانحرافات العقدية من المجوس واليهود، فهؤلاء الرافضة هم خليط عقائد كفرية متنوعة، ما بين عقيدة فارسية مجوسية وما بين عقيدة يهودية. ولذلك في آخر الزمان يكون هم واليهود أتباع للمسيح الدجال، يخرجون من تلك البلاد التي يظهر فيها الكفر الصراح، في إيران، في أصفهان، الذين يدعون الإسلام زورا وبهتانا وهم عقيدتهم عقيدة الفرس المجوس. وأما ادعاؤهم بأنهم يحتفلون بقتل المسيح في كربلاء في أيام عاشوراء فإنهم كذبة في ذلك. هؤلاء الرافضة بنيت عقيدتهم على تكفير الصحابة، وبنيت عقيدتهم على تكذيب القرآن، وبنيت عقيدتهم على الكذب والبهتان، فهم أكذب الناس وأقبح الناس، ليس في قلوبهم رحمة، وذلك نتيجة الانحراف العقدي السلوك. واليوم ونحن نرى تلك الدعاوى من الحزن والبكاء أو البكاء والصياح والنياح وضرب الخدود وشق الجيوب والضرب بالسيوف وإثالة الدماء، كل هذا أفعال بشعة لا تمت للإسلام بصلة. الله عز وجل رحيم بالعباد، والله عز وجل يقول: ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. فهذه المظاهر والسلوكيات التي نراها عند الرافضة من سفك الدماء حتى وصل بهم الحد أن بعضهم يقتل ولده تقربا إلى الحسين، كما رأى الجميع ذلك المقطع في هذه الأيام، ذاك الرجل الذي يذكي ابنه تقربا للحسين. هؤلاء أهل قسوة ووحشة، قلوبهم قلوب الذئاب، ليس في قلوبهم رحمة. كل ذلك نتيجة انحرافهم العقدي وعبادتهم للمشاهد وشركهم الأكبر، يعبدون الأولياء ولا يعبدون الله وحده، قد أشركوا بالله عز وجل، وقد بنوا عقيدتهم على المتشابه وعلى الأكذوبات، يكذبون على آل البيت ويعبدون عليا والحسين، وعلي والحسن والحسين بريئون من ذلك. وكذلك هم كذبة في ادعائهم نصرة آل البيت، فإنهم يوالون عقيدتهم الفارسية المجوسية، وإنما اختاروا الحسين ليس حبا بالحسين، ولكن الحسين لأن بعض ذريته من امرأة فارسية، وهي من سبايا سقوط فارس، فإن المسلمين لما فتحوا فارس وكانت نساؤهم سبايا للمسلمين، أهدى عمر رضي الله عنه ابنة كسرى لعلي بن أبي طالب، فهؤلاء دعواهم دعوة كاذبة، وإنما دعواهم للحسين بسبب هذا الأمر. ثم إن من نظر إلى عقائدهم رأى أنها في غاية الانحراف عن العقل، فضلا عن انحرافها عن الدين والفطرة. واليوم أجهزة الإعلام وأجهزة التواصل الاجتماعي كشفت للعالم أن هؤلاء في غاية من السخافة والسفه. ومن نظر إلى الإسلام ونظر إلى نصوصه التي هي فيها الرحمة والعدل والحكمة رأى أن هؤلاء الفئتين الخوارج الإرهابيين والرافضة أنهم أبعد الناس على الإسلام، وأن الإسلام بريء من أفعالهم. وإنني في هذه المناسبة أدعو المسلمين إلى الرجوع إلى عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة وتدبر النصوص الشرعية وما كتبه علماء الأمة كابن تيمية وابن القيم ليعرفوا الإسلام الصحيح. وإني أدعو كذلك أهل الغرب من النصارى وأدعوهم إلى الإسلام، وكذلك اليهود، أن الإسلام دين رحمة، فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أتى بما أتى به عيسى عليه السلام وبما أتى به موسى عليه السلام من الدين الصحيح والعقيدة الصحيحة القائمة على توحيد الله وعلى اتباع الوحي. وإن الإنجيل والتوراة في نصوصهم التي يخفيها الرهبان والأحبار فيها التي تبشر بأن خاتم الرسالة هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولهذا لما جاء الصحابة تجارا إلى الشام، وكان ملك الشام في وقته هرقل، فدعا هرقل هؤلاء الصحابة وسألهم أسئلة، وعرف من خلال هذه الأسئلة والأجوبة التي كان يطرحها عليهم ويجاوبون عليها، عرف واستيقن بأن النبي الذي بشر به عيسى وبشرت به الإنجيل والتوراة هو محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأدعو جميع اليهود والنصارى إلى تدبر الإسلام وفهمه، فإنهم سيجدون الراحة والطمأنينة والسعادة، ويجدون الحق المبين، وسوف يسعدون في الدنيا والآخرة. ثم إني أقول لهم مرة أخرى، الإسلام هو الإسلام الذي كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة وما عليه علماؤنا الربانيون المعاصرون، دين الرحمة ودين الحكمة والعقل الذي يناسب العقل والفطرة. وأما هؤلاء من الرافضة والخوارج فنحن بريئون منهم ومن عقائدهم الفاسدة ومن أفعالهم المنكرة. فهؤلاء وين ادعوا الإسلام؟ فإنهم ليسوا من الإسلام بسلة، والإسلام بريء من أفعالهم. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى للجميع التوفيق والسداد، وأن يبصرنا والجميع بديننا، وأن يجعلنا متمسكين بالإسلام الصحيح الذي أتى به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، والذي كان عليه الصحابة والسلف رضوان الله عليهم. والله
Did we lose the Sheikh? Can you call him back? It might be his phone fell, ran out of charge. Yeah, he was. Just to give him salams. In the meantime, let him get that first ayah and hold, because he missed a few ayahs back to back. Pretty much.
مرحبا.
السلام عليكم.
سلام الله وبركاته.
سمحنا يا شيخ الخط انقطع، فصل شحن.
ما أدري، لا خط منشف مثلا بعد نهاية المحاضرة ولا؟
عندما قلت يا شيخ الذي كان عليه، وأسأل الله أن يجعلنا متمسكين بالإسلام الذي كان عليه النبي والسلف الصالح والله ولي ذلك، آخر حاجة سمعتها؟
إذا خلص انتهت المحاضرة، بس أنا بقيت على بالخطأ وانطفى والمحاضرة انتهت.
بارك الله فيك يا شيخ، نزاكم الله خير.
كان آخرها الدعاء.
طيب، نفع الله بكم البلاد والعباد يا شيخ، نفع الله بكم. آمين. وسلمنا الشيخ عندكم لو سمحت.
ألا
سلمنا للشيخ عندكم
يبلغ إن شاء الله. وعموما أرسلونا المحاضرة إذا نزلتموها أخبرونا بها.
خلاص بإذن الله تعالى، بلغ الأخ أبو زينب.
حياكم الله جميعا.
السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. طيب اللهم بارك. طيب Sheikh Abdullah started by saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praises due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his family and his companions, wasallim tasliman kathira till the day of judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Verily Allah out of his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, and out of his wisdom azza wa jal, when he commanded his slaves and servants to obey him and worship him, he did not leave them neglected afterwards, beating about or bouncing about or being confused wal'iyadu billah according to their whims and desires and intellect and so on, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers and the prophets to show the correct way regarding his lordship subhanahu wa ta'ala and his worship, and show them the fruits of being upon that and applying that to their manners, their behaviors in this life as well as in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what rectified a slave. He is the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what organizes, what the slave can organize his life with subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knows what rectified the hearts of mankind subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knows what is best for their manners and their daily wheeling and dealing. This is why he sent the messengers and the prophets and sent along with them the books and the revelation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his book, in Surah Taha, starting with verse 123, Allah said, get you down from the paradise to the earth. Get you down from the paradise to the earth, both of you together. Some of you are enemy to some others. Then if there comes to you guidance from me, then whoever follows my guidance shall neither go astray nor fall into distress and misery. But whosoever turns away from my remembrance or from my remember, that is, neither believes in his Quran nor acts on his orders, etc., verily for him is a life of hardship, and we shall raise him up blind on the day of resurrection. He will say, O my Lord, why have you raised me blind? Why have you raised me up blind while I had sight before? Allah will say, like this, our ayat, proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, etc., came unto you, but you disregarded them, that is, you left them, did not think deeply in them, and you turned away from them. And so this day you will be neglected in the hellfire, away from Allah's mercy. And thus do we request, requite him who transgresses beyond bounds, that is, commits the great sins and disobeys his Lord Allah, and believes not in his messengers and his revealed books, like this Quran, etc., and believes not in the ayat and the proofs and evidence and verses, lessons, signs, revelations, etc., of his Lord, and the torment of the hereafter is far more severe and more lasting. As the Shaykh Abdullah said, mentioned after mentioning the ayat, he said, those who have followed the revelations that Allah have revealed upon his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and believed what Allah have sent upon the prophets and messengers in aqidah, in belief, worship, and mannerisms or behavior, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have guaranteed for them the happiness in this life by not being misguided, and guaranteed from them the success and the rectifications and not having any hardship in the hereafter. The religion combines belief along with manners, behavior, etiquettes, and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave his worshippers in neglect, believing whatever they will, or worshiping whatever they will, but rather he sent him the prophets and messengers. And the objective of sending the prophets and messengers was to rectify the condition of the slaves and the worshippers, and to beautify the souls and correct the hearts. This cannot be done except upon revelation, and can never be done by following intellect or following opinion. This is why when the Sahaba, the companions of Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with them all, believed in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and followed that, and they were followed by the past predecessors, and lately the people of Sunnah Jama'at to our present day and time, this has become the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this is the path that Allah have chosen for his slaves. To take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a role model, by being upon the religion that Allah was pleased with as Islam, in reality, is following and not just belonging or naming. Verily, Islam is what Allah have revealed upon his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the rightly guided rulers have followed afterwards upon that path. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat, verily the religion to Allah is al-Islam. And said in another ayah, and whoever seeks other than Islam as a religion will not be accepted from him. So whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and left it for the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, whether that's in regards to the belief or worship or etiquettes or behavior or manners or day-to-day dealings, all of it is a religion of Islam. And this is what Allah had blessed all of mankind with. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ayat that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to us, today I have perfected my religion upon you and completed my blessings upon you, and I was pleased with Islam as a religion for you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran, he's the one that sent amongst the illiterate a messenger from amongst them, reciting the verses of Allah upon them, and purify them, and teach him the religion of Allah till the end of this ayat. And verily, before that, they were in clear misguidance. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, I have left you upon the clear proofs, is day just like its night. Only the destructed, only those who will choose, only those that choose destruction will be deviated away from it. So upon you, as the Shaykh quoted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again, another hadith, upon you is to stick to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa, or rightly guided rulers after me. Bite onto it with your molar teeth till the end of that hadith. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also warned from following newly invented matters that was not during the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he told us about the consequences of following such in newly innovated matters. So he told us in the hadith, and beware and the newly innovated matters in this religion. What religion are we talking about? The religion is to believe in Allah, his angels, his books, his messages of prophets, and the pre-degree good and bad. This is the religion in general, as the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala mentioned. To establish a religion of Allah and to worship Allah alone without any partners, and to take the Prophet ﷺ as a role model in all actions of worship, manners, and day-to-day dealings, and follow the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all. And whoever has been upon their path afterwards, and the belief of the person must be according to that. This is the path, as the Shaykh said, Hafidhahullah, of the safe sect. This is the path of the victorious group. This is the path of the people of Sunnah. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the hadith, and my nation will divide into 73 groups. and my nation will divide into 73 groups. Meaning, they will divide into 73 groups away from what the Prophet ﷺ was upon. Because when the Sahaba asked him, after the Prophet ﷺ told them they will be all in the hellfire except for one. So the Sahaba asked him, which one? O Prophet of Allah, he said, the one I'm upon today and my companions are upon. Verily, it is the Aqeedah, O people of Sunnah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran and the tongue of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and verily this is my sirat, a straight sirat, or straight path, so follow it. So whatever came in the Quran, whatever came in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever took the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and knew it, and knew what the companions and the past predecessors were upon, is the one to be saved. This is a correct belief that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left as inheritance, and he has so many great fruits. Some of these fruits is safety, security, salvation, stability, happiness, success, and so on in this life. Some of these fruits of following the religion of Allah is to have an open heart, is to have a comfortable chest, is to have serenity. And from the fruits of following this is to win and be upon the success in the hereafter. And some of those fruits is to be straight in your manners in this life and having good manners with everybody around you, including all of the creation of Allah. And this, as the Sheikh said, is only by the success that Allah gives you as a worshipper and a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of this are from the fruits of correct belief and following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a good life is for those, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhullah, and quoted the ayat, for those that have done a righteous deed, male or female, while he's upon Tawheed, upon monotheism. We will make him live a good life till the end of the ayat. And if we look at the history, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhullah, we'll see those fruits have gathered all together in the companions of Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with them all, and the past predecessors after them. They were the best of the people in belief, and they were the happiest of the people, and they were the most merciful of the people to the people. And this is all because of their belief that was based upon what Allah had revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This belief that led them in glorifying and protecting blood, honor. They never shed any blood, and they never took away anybody's honor except for the right reasons. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the famous hadith, verily your blood, your wealth, and your honor is prohibited upon you today, is prohibited upon you today just as it is prohibited upon you in this day of yours, in this month of yours, in this place of yours during the Hajj. And the Sahaba, because of following the Prophet ﷺ, were the most merciful of the people to the people. But rather, they were the most merciful of the people even to the disbelievers themselves. Or, in other words, they were the most merciful of the people to any disbeliever, to the disbeliever himself. They never committed treason in any shape or form. They never lied regarding their promises. They never broke any covenant, even if that covenant was with a disbeliever. They always preserved the word, and they always stuck to their promises. And you're not going to find this except with the people that are upon the belief of the pious predecessors. Not because they follow their opinions, or follow their whims and desires, or follow their intellect, but rather, it's a fruit of being upon the religion, upon the correct belief, and the correct following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whoever walks upon that path, he will be from those that are from the most merciful of the people to the people. He will be the one that has the most empathy for the people, and the most careful with the people to guide the people to religion of Allah. He will be from those that have taqwa of Allah regarding all of the people, let alone the rest of the creation. They will be having the most merciful to the creation of Allah. But those who go against this path, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, then he or she will take himself from that path and be upon all kinds of corruption and all kinds of evil, even if that person named themselves upon or named themselves to be a Muslim or named themselves to belonging to Islam. Islam is not by name calling or by wishful thinking or by hoping to be a Muslim, but Islam is a matter of i'tiqad, matter of belief, a matter of action, a matter of manners, a matter of etiquettes, that all start from the guidance of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and is based upon the guidance of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when groups came out after the guidance of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam claiming to belong to Islam, but yet they have deviated from the natural disposition of being upon Islam, they have deviated from the correct mentality and from what Islam came with, we see their actions clearly nowadays of horrible actions that they do that have nothing to do with Islam. And we'll give you upon that two examples. Even though the majority or pretty much all of the people of innovations, as it was said about them, when they gather upon innovation, when people gather upon innovation, except that the sword becomes easy for them to use upon the people, wal-ayadu billah. Even of those people of innovation have come outwardly to be worshippers, but yet the foundation and their hearts, they have nothing but deviation. Just like they have done in the city of Kufa, when the Khawarij did in the city of Kufa and raised the sword against Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Another example, or rather an example of that, is the example of the Khawarij. They follow, as the Sheikh said, similarities and opinions. This is why their aqeedah, their belief, deviated from the correct aqeedah. This is why their manners have deviated from the correct manners. So they have become from those that killed the people of Islam and leaving the people of idol worship alone. You find amongst them hardship or harshness and severity and the methodology that makes the people run away from Islam. They make Islam look like the religion of killing and bloodshed. They have no mercy, and Islam is free from them. Don't you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have let a woman into the paradise, or rather let a woman first into the hellfire, because of a kitten, because of a little cat? She held on to that cat, or she imprisoned that cat, neither feeding the cat, neither leaving the cat go outside and eating from the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave a prostitute that was merciful to a dog that was thirsty. When she went down in the well, filled her shoes with water so the dog, the thirsty dog, can drink from that water. All of this shows you how Islam is a religion of mercy. But those Dawash that call themselves nowadays as Daesh, their hearts are like wolves. Outwardly, they look like upon Islam, but inwardly, they hide in nothing but evil and corruption. Back in the day, their predecessors killed Ali and Uthman radiallahu anhum and raised their swords against the people of Islam, just like they do nowadays. All of this, so the world would know that Islam, all of this is mentioned right now, so the world would know that Islam is innocent and free from their actions. Because these people have deviated from the correct religion. and as a consequence, their own behavior have deviated. And nowadays, with so many sources of media and so many sources of social media, along with social media, you see for yourself what the Dawa'ish are doing of such harsh actions and severe consequences and defaming to religion and killing without mercy. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And the second example is a Rafida. Those Rafida have claimed falsely and lying upon the religion of Allah that they are with the people or the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially Ali and Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. But the people of Muhammad or the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahlul Bayt, are free from them, because these Rafida have lied upon religion of Islam, and Islam is free from them. Upon them entered so many deviations from Al-Majus, the fire worshippers, as well as the Jews. In reality, their beliefs is nothing but a combination of the beliefs of Al-Majus from present-day Persia and the beliefs of the Jews. This is why at the end of time you'll find them along with the Jews in following the Antichrist. They will come out from the city of Isfahan in present day Iran. As you see them nowadays, they're claiming that they are celebrating the killing of Christ in Karbala, or rather the killing of Al-Hussein in Karbala on the day of Ashura, but yet they actually in reality lying upon the religion of Allah. They built their aqid and their belief upon takfir al-Sahaba, upon taking the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of the fold of Islam. They built their aqid upon lying about the Quran, making the Quran look like a bunch of lies, wal-iyadu billah. They built their aqid upon nothing but lies and fabrications. They're the most of the people in lies upon religion of Allah. And they're the ugliest of the people, wal-iyadu billah. They have no mercy in their hearts. And this is all a consequence of their deviation in the belief as well as their behavior. What we see of them wailing and crying and hitting their bodies with different sharp objects and chains and so on is nothing but ugly actions that Islam has nothing to do with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful to his slaves and servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, do not kill yourself, verily Allah is most merciful of you. So these actions of theirs, of shedding blood, is nothing but their own fornication upon the religion of Islam. Is nothing but their own fabrication upon the religion of Islam. So much so that one of them recently has been publicized through social media outlets, sacrificed his own son to Al-Hussein, wal-iyadu billah. He killed his own son to get closer to Al-Hussein, radiallahu an. So their hearts are no different from the hearts of the wolves. They have no mercy in their hearts. All of this is a consequence of their deviation in the belief and deviation in behavior. All of this is a consequence of their own shirk and polytheism, or major shirk and major polytheism. All of this is a consequence of worshipping the graves, wal-iyadu billah. They have committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fell into or associated partners with Allah, and built their whole entire belief upon similarities and lies. They lie upon Ahlul Bayt, the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they worship Ali and Al-Hussein, but yet Ali and Hussein are free from them. Even in the worship of Al-Ali and Hussein is nothing but a lie. Even the fact that they say we're here to give victory to the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nothing but a lie, because their aqeedah, that is originally the aqeedah of the fire worshippers, they have chosen Hussein specifically not out of love for him, but because some of the offspring of Al-Hussein are Persians, or from a Persian woman that was from the captives of the fall of Persia. When the Muslims conquered Persia and the women became captives to the Muslim, Umar radiallahu anh gave his son a woman from those captives, as a, gave the daughter of Kisra rather as a gift to Ali ibn Abi Talib. So all the claims are nothing but lies. The claims of the Rafida are nothing but lies. And the only reason they love Al-Hussein is because some of his offsprings are considered Persians due to the fact they were born to a Persian woman. And whoever looks at their beliefs, they will find them extremely deviated from even intellect, let alone the religion of Allah, let alone the natural disposition. And nowadays, walillah alhamdu wal minnah, you find the different media outlet as well as social media have exposed them and showed how silly and idiotic they are. Whoever looks at Islam, you see nothing but mercy, justice, and wisdom. You see that these Khawarij, the extremists, as well as the Rafida, they are the furthest of people away from Islam. And by the way, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, I call all the Muslims that hear this to return to the correct Aqeedah, the Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah and Jama'ah, and to read the books of people of Sunnah, especially the books of Ibn al-Qayyim and his Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahumullah, amongst other shuyukh and scholars of the Sunnah. And I call all the people in the West, those who are not upon Islam yet, whether they were Jews or Christians, I call them to read about Islam and learn about Islam, and learn that Islam came by what have Moses and Jesus came with of correct religion and correct belief. Whoever is seeking the monotheism, or that is established rather upon the monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and following the revelations upon the prophets and messengers, that the Injil and the Torah, the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, the Torah as well as the Bible, in their text that have been hidden by their monks and their rabbis, have given them the glad tidings that there will be a seal for all of the messengers and the prophets, and that seal would be Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why when the companions came to the area of Sham, present day Syria, Jordan and Palestine, and the ruler of that time was Heraql, he asked them questions, and through these questions he knew from their answers that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Isa have given them glad tidings of before, is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what the Injil, what the Bible and what the Torah have told them of is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I call all of the Jews and Christians to ponder and read about Islam and understand what Islam is all about. And if they do, they will find the comfort to their hearts and the serenity to their mind, and they will be happy in this life as well as in the hereafter. Then I say one more time, Islam is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon, and the pious predecessors were upon, and after them all of the scholars of the Sunnah until our present day and time are upon. Islam is a religion of mercy, is a religion of reason, is a religion of wisdom, is a religion of natural disposition. Islam is free from what the Khawarij, the extremists are upon in our present time, the likes of Daesh. And Islam is free from the action of Rafida and what they do. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us anew to be firm and successful. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with our religion, And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us holding on to Islam, the Islam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and the past predecessors were upon. Verily Allah is the only one capable of doing so. And that's the end of the lecture. Anything that I've said that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I've said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.